Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tomorrow, we will be out at the Feeding America Tampa Bay Toy Drive. Starting off the day at 6 a.m., our very good friends over at The Miguel Show on Hot 101.5, host of The Miguel Show and resident stud, Miguel, joins us on the phone right now. What's up, dude?
Thank you. Can you always intro me like that, resident stud? I appreciate that.
Oh, anytime, my man, anytime. Are you excited for tomorrow when you'll be broadcasting from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Walmart on US 19 in Pinellas Park?
You know, I'm not going to lie, in my radio career, like whenever I've done any sort of like marathon broadcast or anything that's sort of for charity, I'm completely honest. I don't sit there and be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I'm like, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm going to be cold. But I like the outcome of what happens because as a person who grew up poor, I understand why we need to do things like this. So it's like, that little sacrifice on my part will go a long way. It's not fun, but I enjoy the end game of it.
The end game is what it's all about, and that's what I feel like every year when we're done with our toy drive, which is at the same Walmart. We're on the air for between 10 and 12 hours. Obviously, it's a little bit daunting to do, but when you get done with it, you realize the impact that you've had. You really feel good about yourself and about the community that comes out and supports us. So, man, I can't wait tomorrow to see how much food we raise. Now, let's get something straight. You and Miss Holly are going through a bit of competition, if you will. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, Holly and I, even though like we've been best friends for like 7 years and we lived together for 5 years, we are both extremely competitive people. And that sort of like seeps into the show. And so whenever we do anything like this, we like to add a little wager to it. And so I believe that I can collect the most amount of food tomorrow. And so whoever between the two of us collects the least amount of food has to do the Miguel Show Christmas card. But they have to do it triple Xmas style, where they will have to be completely naked and they can only be covered up by either ornaments, because if it's Holly, well, actually with my man boobs, I'd have mine be covered up by some ornaments as well. Because they're kind of large, and they would look like some big boobies up on there.
Yummy.
And, I don't know. I think I just basically ripped away that stud title you gave me. Thank you. Then, like, whatever is covering, like, the bottom half. For me, it would be a very large candy cane.
A large candy cane, indeed. Probably a large, very thick, girthy candy cane.
Of course. I mean, it has to go to your knees.
Whoa. Okay. Well, we haven't done any wagers on this show. Can we do one where if we raise one can of food tomorrow, you will make out with Drew Garabo live on the air?
Oh. Goodness.
How about if he shows up? That'll be the wager. If he shows up.
I will be there. That is for sure.
All right, it's done.
And now I'm going to bring some certs with resin. Wow. So you're telling me that if you win the challenge between you and Holly, then Holly has to pose for your Christmas card wearing nothing but strategically placed ornaments.
Yes. And see, here's the thing is that I know that, like, the LOD, they're a different makeup than the Miguel Show family. And so I have to make my appeal a little bit differently to your audience than to mine, whereas mine, I'm talking about how, like, I've gain weight since I've been in Tampa Bay, and I would just feel really uncomfortable doing this picture. But to your people, I would say Holly is a very attractive woman.
Oh, yeah.
Who has the body of a goddess. And so why not come and put your cans in my pile so she will have to suffer this consequence that will ultimately be pleasurable for you?
I would love to put my cans in your pile, and I encourage everyone out there in the LOD to do the same thing. Grab the biggest can you can find and shove it in Miguel's pile so that Holly is forced to deal with the consequence of having to pose for a Christmas card wearing nothing but ornaments. Yes, Seth Kushner.
Miguel, do you have a photographer for this? Because I think either way, whether you win or Holly wins, I think Drew should take the pictures for this.
Well, I mean, you know what? I have to discuss that with Holly because that I have to make sure she'd be okay with it.
I think she would be okay with it.
Yeah, I feel like she'd be all right. I feel like she'd be okay with me photographing her naked.
She put him in his top three.
Yeah, but she only did that because she was on the show. Like, if she was on the Mike Calta show, she would have said that he was in the top three. If she was on Roger and JP, she would have put JP in the top three. And I put you in my top three, too. So, you know, I really feel like she did that because of the room she was in. Anyway, you guys will be out there starting at a very early 6 a.m. when it is very brisk. Dress warmly. Yes, Seth.
I do want to say I think this was their idea, and we piggybacked on it once we heard that you guys are doing a food drive because we wanted to help out. So thank you for that, Miguel.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the support and you having Holly on and me on today. It really helps because as we are new to town and we're still trying to, you know, activate the Miguel Show family as they're still kind of like getting to know us, we appreciate you letting your fans know to come out and help, and we really appreciate it because we really, like I said, to be serious for a second, like this sort of thing is very near and dear to me because there were a couple of Thanksgivings when my mother and I, it was just her and we had nothing. And so services like this that provide for families in need, this is so close to my heart. And even though it's going to be cold, it's going to be a long day, I know that to have these families be able to have food is going to mean so much.
Well, Miguel, we're going to need you to come on our show tomorrow because I don't think Drew or myself grew up poor at all. So we're going to need you to tell that story throughout the day just so we can kind of let everybody know what we're doing out there.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. I was raised in a middle to middle, upper middle class environment where every Thanksgiving we had too much food. and like we would gorge ourselves on it. I had no idea. Tell me just a little bit about your upbringing, please.
Yeah, well, my mom, she was a single mom, and when I was younger, we moved to Denver, and it was just us. The rest of my family was in Atlanta, and she broke up with her boyfriend, and she lost her job and went through this very bad depression phase where she lost her job, and we were on welfare. And so I remember talking to my family on the phone in Atlanta, and you could hear them having two turkeys and enjoying the holidays. And my mom and I were sitting there with fried bologna sandwiches.
That's nothing against fried bologna sandwiches, which are delicious. But for Thanksgiving, obviously, you want the traditional turkey.
You do. And maybe not even just a turkey sandwich. We just had bologna. It was very sad. So I understand the need for these families because I have been there. I have still been there.
Man, well, we're going to need you to tell that story repeatedly tomorrow because that's a heartstring puller right there, man.
Just say when you moved out to Denver, you had to eat snow for Thanksgiving. I think that would give the story a little bit of boost.
Well, I did. I think it was the year after that. I did eat a mayonnaise sandwich one time. Oh. That was interesting.
Oh, no. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
You okay,
I mean,
Drew?
I think that's why I love mayonnaise.
I mean, a mayonnaise sandwich. Hell, man.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, Holly always, like, gets at me because I have, like, these crazy stories of my upbringing because we were poor. But you know what? I look at it this way. I was able to turn it around. I was able to go put myself through college. And now I host a morning show in Tampa Bay. So it does get better.
Well, thank you, man. That's very inspirational words. We've got Miguel on the show with us today. He'll be with us tomorrow as we broadcast live from the Walmart on US 19 in beautiful Pinellas Park, Florida, raising food and awareness for Feeding America Tampa Bay, helping those less fortunate get some food like they really need, much like I'm doing this Thursday at Pinellas Hope, helping feed homeless people. Because I need to mention that a few times. Oh, yeah, thank you. It's just, you
know. He's such a great man, isn't he, Miguel?
See, it's okay. I don't do it for the publicity, but it's pretty neat that I do that. Well, listen.
But of course, you should be taking pictures and putting it on your Facebook, I hope.
Oh, I will be, sir. Instagramming on Facebook and Twitter. But listen, thank you very much for sharing your tales of your upbringing, and we look forward to getting more of those out of you tomorrow. If I'm not crying tomorrow, consider it a huge failure. We look forward to seeing you bright and early. Get some hot cocoa in you, and buy hot cocoa, I mean my wiener. We will see you tomorrow at the Walmart on US 19. And thanks a lot, seriously, for letting us piggyback on your efforts, man.
Of course, and thank you. And please come put your large cans in my pile.
Thank you, Miguel. No one should have to eat fried bologna sandwiches for Thanksgiving. I love bologna like anyone else. And John Brennan just said, I'm going to stick up for bologna here. I hear it's delicious. I think it's delicious. I agree. Bologna is delicious.
For Thanksgiving?
Not for Thanksgiving.
Fried bologna?
Bologna can be eaten 364 days a year, but not Thanksgiving.
Why did somebody just tweet you and ask you what show I'm on now?
I don't know, but did you see who favorited mine, duh?
No.
Black Thought from The Roots.
Oh.
He and I have been like Twitter buddies lately.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
No, but I'm happy for you.
The leader of the band on the Late Night with Jimmy Fallon show, my favorite hip-hop act of all time, The Roots.
Well, you have a back and forth with them because you've assaulted him with your tweets. And I don't know if he follows you back now.
Oh, no, he followed me back last year. We tweet each other, bruh.
How many people does he follow? Is it a select few? Like
it
50?
Is a select few. It's not that many.
50 or 60?
I mean, it's more than that, but I follow more than that.
Okay.
Black Thought from The Roots follows only 1,210 people.
Oh.
And 119,000 people follow him.
Okay.
That's not, I mean, we have a Twitter thing going.
Okay. I want to do a bit where we hear the sad Thanksgiving Day stories. And by sad, I mean the ones like yours, Garaba, where there was too much food.
Well, I mean, you got to find what to do with all that food. By the way, thank you for everyone who caught hell, man. I appreciate that. Thank you to each and every one of you. You're the true heroes of the day. You're the real MVPs.
Nikki, did you ever struggle as a child?
Yeah, tell us some struggling Thanksgiving stories.
Not that way, no.
Oh.
Sometimes at Thanksgiving, my Aunt Joy would yell at my Uncle Jerry because he wasn't bringing the food out fast enough. It made us slightly uncomfortable. And sometimes, she didn't have the fudge for dessert.
No fudge?
No. There was cookies and there was cake and there was candy, but there was no fudge.
Pie? You eat pie on Thanksgiving.
I don't know, Nikki. I've never had pie before.
See, we never had a fudge shortage. My mom would just pack the fudge in there.
Okay.
Not as much as my dad did, but my mom would pack that fudge on the dinner table.
Okay. Wonderful.
Why'd you have to bring up the fudge?
I wasn't trying to set him up at all. I never do.
I'll never forget Thanksgiving at my great-grandparents' house in Tamarack, just outside Fort Lauderdale, when my great-grandfather looked at my cousin Teresa, and he said, "Your husband Jimmy's a bum." Jimmy said the F word, and fisticuffs erupted right out there on the sun deck.
Jimmy was there.
Jimmy was there.
Oh, man.
Jimmy was a drug dealer. Small-time drug dealer, but a drug dealer nonetheless.
Did you buy from him?
I was but a lad at the time. I had yet to taste the enjoyment of drugs. Jimmy, may you rest in peace. My great-grandpa didn't mean to call you a bum.
Jimmy's dead?
It's a better story if he is.
Okay.
Truth be told, I don't know if he's dead or not.
He's on line six.
My mom just texted me and said your father really could pack that fudge.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Time for Shout Out Your Sexy in honor of Thanksgiving this Thursday. We want you to shout out your sexy Thanksgiving side dish. You know how it goes. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Time to represent over these here beats. Yeah, feeling that. Ha! Get ready, y'all.
Target open.
Check it. Shout out your sexy and you know I ain't bluffing. Bill, what's your sexy side dish?
Stuffing.
Yeah! Uh-huh. He likes that crazy stuffing. He opens wide. I like the stuffing from the bird that's inside. My mom made two turkeys. I'm a Thanksgiving diva. You know I leave it to Beaver. Tony Danza, you know he's the boss. Dwayne, what's your sexy side dish?
Cranberry sauce.
Remix! That's right. I've been rapping like this since I was in my teens. Ken, what's your sexy side dish?
Collard greens!
Yeah! I make 3.14 girls get by. Preston, what's your sexy side dish?
That sweet pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I eat pumpkin pie till I explode. Get vanilla ice cream going a la mode. Go to the garden and pick some tomatoes. Sean, what's your sexy side dish?
potatoes!
Yeah! Them sweet potatoes, legs are called gams. Another word for sweet potatoes, it's yams. I know they're different, but I don't care. I rock your mom down to her underwear. I rhyme in Braille, the best you've ever seen. Tom, what's your sexy casserole?
Green beans!
Yeah! Yeah, that green bean casserole, cream of mushroom soup. Watch out, you almost stepped in a pile of dog poop. I hope these rhymes will please Howard, what's your sexy side dish?
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, you better go for that homemade, you know what I'm saying? A lot of Cubans come here floating on a raft. Don't use the macaroni and cheese from Kraft. Not that it ain't good, but it's not homemade. Make the lemonade because it's made in the shade. My favorite spice girl, gotta be posh. Sharon, what's your sexy side dish?
Butternut squash.
Yeah. 727-579-1025. And 800-771-1025. Give Mickey a second to fill him on up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, your whack crew wish they never met us. Chris, what's your sexy side dish?
Wilted lettuce.
Yeah. My man ZZ Top sang about them legs. Brittany, what's your sexy side dish?
Deviled eggs.
I see them deviled eggs. And I shout, Eureka. What's that sprinkled on top? Paprika. My favorite Bill Murray movie, What About Bob? Anthony, what's your sexy side dish?
Corn on the cob.
Brick it, fresh. Ha, yeah, yeah. Well, between my legs lives my trouser snake. Dave, what's your sexy side dish?
Red milkshake.
Boy. 727-579-1025. Get him in quick before we do give Dick a rest. We got time for maybe two or three more. Yeah, yeah. Remember Alice from Brady Bunch? Her favorite meat was Sam's. Steven, what's your sexy side dish?
Yam.
Oh, yeah. In my fridge right now, I got a chicken thigh. David, what's your sexy side dish?
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah. What? My rhyme's legit. No time for move faking. Leon, what's your sexy side dish?
Yes, every side dish involves bacon.
True. 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 Well, do I eat bacon? Hail to the gnaw. Tyler, what's your sexy side dish?
Coleslaw. What?
Shredded cabbage, yo. Well, my rhyme don't mean nothing if you can't share it. Angela, what's your sexy side dish?
Glazed carrot.
Yeah, that'll do it. Let's get the hell out of here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.